Hello, everybody. Welcome to Pod Rants.
Hi.
That's Stephanie. We are the original social distancers.
The social distancing since, God, a long time.
Yep, we were doing it before your mum set out that injunction to your dad. So we're going to play a game. What's that sound?
What's that sound?
I have put together a collection of sounds, if I can find it, and I'm going to send it to Seth. Now, you can only play one at a time, all right?
Okay.
The first round is called the studio intro round.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where you have to guess what studio this music's from.
This is going to be real.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me where the movie starts and it starts. You're like, oh, I know what that one is. And you say it. All right. So I'm going to play the first one now.
That is Fox, right?
That is 20th Century Fox. Well done. Yeah. 1 point to you. If you get everyone right of this whole game, I'll buy your daughter's college tuition.
Oh my God. I don't know if you should do that.
No. All right. So you got the first one. 20th Century Fox. Well done. You can play at home.
Okay.
Play the next one.
All right.
Got it yet? Probably get copyrighted for this.
Oh,
we are crediting them though.
I'll
give you a clue what it looks like. Big planet.
Yeah. Universal.
Universal. See?
What's funny is I was almost like, TriStar! And I was like, that hasn't been around since the 80s. What are you talking about?
I might chuck a couple of oldies in there. All right, so you're 2 for 2.
Okay. DreamWorks.
DreamWorks, well done! It gets all very John Williams-y, doesn't it? So it's like, oh,
yeah.
It's gotta be Spielberg. Well,
yeah, I could see it. Like, it's funny because I'm closing my eyes when I listen to him and I can see them happening.
Okay, the next one. This might be a bit more tricky. Anything?
Is that...
I'll give you a clue. It's got a Statue of Liberty on it.
Paramount? Oh.
You can pass. I'll let you pass. You can pass on one on every category.
I'll pass on this one.
It's Columbia.
Ah!
How's it go?
Ah! Okay.
All right. Last one in the category. Okay. You passed on one. You're all right.
I know this.
That's an oldie. Stayed around though.
Is it Amblin?
No, because then didn't Amblin become DreamWorks?
Oh, that's right. Oh, I know this.
I'll give you a clue. The second word is cinema.
Oh. I don't know. I give up.
New Line Cinema.
Ah, I should have known that. They've done some of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? Right, so now we're going to go into movie quotes.
Okay.
These are going to be lines from films. They're quite easy.
Redeem myself a little
bit. So get ready to pause as soon as it's finished, otherwise you might hear the next one. All right? Go.
Hand me the keys, you cock sucker.
In English, please.
Excuse me.
In English.
How many fucking keys? You got to go, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
I don't need to play at my end. I can hear it at your end. Is it Come on, that's a classic.
The Usual Suspects?
Usual Suspects. Well done.
I wanted to be like, Kaiser Soze?
I would have given it to you. I would have given it to you.
But that's not the name of it.
But I know you know. You know what it means.
You know, I know that you know.
I know nothing.
I don't know.
All right. All right, next one. Go. Okay.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Well done.
We say that. Mike and I say that to each other all the time.
All right. Go for the next one.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
You know, Seven.
Seven, well done, because I thought you might have said Shawshank on that one.
When I first heard Morgan Freeman's dulcet tones, I was like, oh, it could be Shawshank. I was like, nope, that's Seven.
Cool, well done. You're doing good on this one.
Okay.
Next one.
We're willing to wipe the slate clean. You a fresh start. And all that we're asking in return is your cooperation in bringing a known terrorist to justice.
Is it, that's Mr. Smith. The Matrix?
Yes, well done.
I was like, I can see this guy's face when he's saying it.
I can see your face.
But then I was like, is it from the first one? And I was like, it must be the first one.
Doesn't matter. I would have gone with Matrix either way.
Oh.
You don't have to be too specific.
I was overthinking. Okay.
All right, go on. Next one.
All right.
But it's not going to be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. Fine him for $3,000, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000.
That is Jaws.
That is Jaws. Congratulations. You're doing well on this one. You like it, the quotes, no?
I like it, the quotes. That's all I did in high school was memorize movies.
Okay, go for the next one.
Okay.
And it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
That's Beetlejuice.
That's Beetlejuice, all right.
I love Beetlejuice.
Some of them are so iconic, you just cannot not know what it is. Remember, folks, play along at home. If you get them all right, then I'll pay for my college tuition. All right, Steph, go for the next one.
Okay.
Me? I know who I am. I'm a dude slaying a dude disguised as another dude.
What?
That's it.
It's Tropic Thunder.
That is Tropic Thunder. Well done. Next one. That's it.
Oh, God. I don't even know how many seconds that was.
It was very short.
I don't know what that is.
You smell the popcorn? That was my impression of him.
I don't even know what you just said.
Can you smell the popcorn? I'm trying not to say the name. Can you smell the popcorn? Pop, 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 pop.
It's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you smell the popcorn? All right, next one.
I can be your best friend or your worst enemy. You seem to prefer the latter.
Cable Guy.
Yeah, well done. Okay, you might not get this one.
Hey, Patsy. No running. Of course, I'm gonna get this. It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well done. Next one.
Look, how's that? Oh, you idiot! You put it on upside down.
God meant to do it that way. You don't be pissing in your faces.
Looks fine to me.
Goonies.
Well done.
It looks fine to me.
Next one.
So I guess you have a choice. You want a war? Or do you want to just give me a gun?
John Wick.
John Wick, well done. Okay, the last one in this category. You've done all of them so far.
Okay, go.
Have you seen what it's like out there, Murray?
I can't place it.
Come on, you're on a winning streak on this one.
I know, and I can't place it.
It's on a chat show. I'll give you that bit.
On a chat show?
That doesn't end well.
Murray. Joker?
Yay!
I was like, who's Murray? Why are you saying it funny?
You've seen it. I would have put up.
I saw it.
I just put in some quotes of a movie that I know you've not seen.
That would be mean. Mm. But it would be really cool if I still got him anyway.
Doing really good. Is this a good time? Is this a good time to point out that I'm quite pleased about the Snyder Cut coming out?
Oh man, we were just talking about that. Mike and I were talking about that this morning because I was like, "This should be. It could change it into a completely different movie."
Yeah.
So I'm excited too. I mean, we have to wait till 2021, but still.
We might have to wait longer on this side of the pond because we don't have HBO Max.
Oh, it just popped out here today. Like, they just switched everything over today.
Okay.
But, yeah, it said 2021 on the thing I read today when they were showing he released a photo of Darkseid.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. Well, I know that because in this country we have Sky TV, and Sky TV sort of runs hand-in-hand with HBO. So, like, The Westworld, Watchmen, Game of Thrones, stuff like that. So if they do put it into an hour show format, six episodes, then they might show it over here. But like,
that would be cool.
Everyone knows where you're really going to watch it, you know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, yeah. But he released the photo of it, and I was like, so he's like Thanos, because I didn't know too much about Darkseid. But yeah, he's basically the DC Thanos. And I was like, oh, cool.
He's a bit more brutal than Thanos.
Yeah. Well, Mike was saying he's more like, yeah, he's worse than Thanos is what Mike said.
Because Thanos is quite calculated and a bit of a good fighter, and he kind of has a plan, whereas he's kind of like, Darkseid's more like, pledge your allegiance to me, and I just won't fuck you up.
And then I was reading the comments on Twitter, and someone was like, he looks like a shirtless Thanos, I'll pass. And I was like, Marvel.
Cool. So good news out of the way. We're on to the next round. There's only two more rounds, but
okay.
I think we should do this. And the next one is sound effects.
Oh, this one might be hard. Okay.
So go for the first one. Sound effects number one.
It's the TARDIS.
It's the TARDIS. I'll give you extra points if you can tell me what TARDIS means.
Time and relative. Time and relative dimension in space.
Well done. Thanks, Ooh. Mike.
Ooh. No, he's not even in here.
Yeah, right.
He's not. He went to go get Kara. He's gone.
I need a check. All right, next one. Yeah. What was that?
Predator.
It was Predator.
I can do that noise.
Go on. I know you can, but it's been a while since we've heard it.
Yeah, do that in the middle of the night when your partner is half asleep. And be ready to roll, because they're going to punch you.
All right, next one. What was that?
Is it the DeLorean?
It is the DeLorean, well done.
Because of the popping and cracking, I was like, that's not an X-Wing or anything crazy.
Do you know
like
what? There's about three different sound effects on there I had to find, and I thought, that could be anything. So I stuck on the pow, pow, pow bit at the end. Yeah,
thank you, because I would have been like, oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, next one. I love this sound. I love this sound so much. It scares the shit out of me. Go on. It scared me as a kid, just to let you think that's an old thing. And I...
Well, I know it's something alien-y.
Yeah. Most of these are. It's hard to just get a sci-fi sound, a sound effect thing about those sci-fi.
Yeah. That's not the fire in the sky sound.
Pass?
Pass.
It's the original War of the Worlds.
Right.
Are you physically hurting yourself?
I'm cutting myself every time I get one wrong.
Do I need to be worried?
Nah.
All right.
Superficial.
All right. Go for the next one. You can almost hear the name of the movie.
Can you?
Yeah. You're gonna cut yourself hard on this one. You might take an arm off.
Pass.
Oh, you. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I haven't seen that in 100 years.
Well, you need to watch it, don't you?
Apparently, I do. Oh, man.
You can hear it going Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Anyway, go on, next one. You know what that is.
That's Close Encounters.
That's Close Encounters.
I had a feeling that when we talked about doing this, I'm like, well, I know he's going to put Close Encounters on there somewhere.
Why do you know I was going to put Close Encounters on there?
We've talked about it in like a lot of podcasts, and I had recently re-listened to an old one we did where we talked about Close Encounters.
Was that what I was going off about, that sound, or what it means?
Yeah, and you do the dude, you do it like a bunch of times. So I was like, he's got to put that on there.
You know why? Because it's Devil Tower Mountain. It's Devil Tower Mountain.
It goes up from Mount. Yeah, you kept saying that too. Come to Devil Mountain.
I won't go into it again, but I will maybe for somebody who hasn't listened to the podcast, but I will explain it to you sometime. Okay, next one. Next time.
American Werewolf in Paris?
Oh, you. It's American Werewolf in London.
Oh, well.
The original.
You
not
knew
that
what pan, I meant.
No, you're not. I'm not giving that to you.
Okay, doll. That's like, I understand.
You can't go American Werewolf in Paris. Sorry.
Okay, London. You're right. No, it's two different movies.
Well, yeah, it's obviously two different movies, but it's like scale of movies. I'm not giving that to you. You might have said American Werewolf in.
But ever since I watched that Cursed Films and they showed me what happened on the scene of Twilight Zone, I can't. I'm like John Landis.
So you just refuse to say his movies properly from now on.
Exactly.
All right, I will give it to you because you said American Werewolf in, and it was just a matter of the country. Unfortunately, you chose the less superior of the two movies.
If this were like Jeopardy, though, he wouldn't give it to me. So it's okay if you don't give it to me.
This ain't Jeopardy.
Okay. All right.
Because we're doing it the wrong way around for a start.
All right.
What's the next one? You'll know this. What is that? It's a car. It's a famous.
Is it the Ecto One?
It is the Ecto One.
Because I wanted to be like, is it the phone ringing at the Ghostbuster? No.
We got one. All right, what's the next one? This is quite a sweet one, so let's all take a moment for this one.
It's Gizmo.
It's Gizmo. Well done. Oh, you're good. American Werewolf in Paris.
Right.
Can you do this next one? If you do the if you could do the impression of this next one as well. Go on. What's that?
Is it the Grudge?
It's the Ring, isn't it? Have I got my movies mixed up?
I'm pretty sure that's the Grudge.
Oh, it is the Grudge, isn't it? Because Michelle Gellar remade it, didn't she?
Yeah.
It's the Grudge. I wrote down Ring, but I knew what I meant. It's the same bloody ghost.
It's, yes, yeah, same girl. Yes, I can do that too.
Let's hear it.
Let's see if I remember.
You'll get your Chitty Chitty Bang Bang back.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm taking a point away for that. All right, you can do it.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
I used to do that to my roommate when we lived together. I'd make her watch scary movies, and then I'd do that real close to the vent that was attached to her room.
But you climb into the vent.
No, I just, our rooms were like butted up against each other. And
we weren't even in the same building. I just,
I didn't even know her.
Okay, next. Yeah. Next. Why am I clapping?
I don't know. That's it? It's a bird of some sort.
It's a bird. Hey, bird.
Is it a bird from Birds?
No. It wouldn't be that vague. Do you want me to do it? Shall I do it and save you rewinding it?
Yes. Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, I just spat all over my computer.
When you did it, it sounded much more like...
It sounded better than the original.
It sounded less like birds' wings flapping. What are my dogs barking at?
It's the sounds.
No, they can't hear them. It's like they're barking at somebody outside, but there's nobody like on the porch, which is what they're acting like. Like there's someone like about to come in the house. Anyway,
next one.
Moving on.
What was that?
The Jetsons car.
It was the Jetsons car. You seem so happy to hear that sound.
I haven't heard it in so long, but I was like, that's the Jetsons. And then I thought, what if it isn't the Jetsons? And I thought, no, the Jetsons had a movie. It could definitely be the Jetsons.
You thought that all really quickly, considering you just went, that's the Jetsons car.
Yeah, my brain moves real fast.
My body not so much.
My body not anymore.
Right, so this next sound could be either one of two things. I've got it written down as one, but I will accept one or the other.
Ooh, okay. What is that? Do you have a hint?
He was driven by a man called Michael.
Oh God! Is it Knight Rider?
It's Knight Rider.
Your Kit, sorry, Kit from Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Where are we up to? Next one.
Okay. Is that the Star Trek teleporter?
It is the Star Trek transporter, yes.
Whatever. Teleporter, transporter. It gets one thing to another place.
I swear I heard a sound at the end of that. I just went, die. At the end.
Well, what if it did?
I'm going to have to play this back later on. It might have been you breathing out, but it just sounded like, bong, die. I'm a bit scared now. Right, this next one is very, very short.
Okay.
So listen carefully.
Oh. It sounds like a door opening on a spaceship.
Do you know, I've never realized what else that could sound like other than what that is. I can always just imagine what it is when I hear it. But now you say it's a squeaky door.
It's not a blaster, is it?
It is a blaster, but you need to be more specific.
Stormtrooper blaster.
Iron Man's glove.
Iron Man!
The next one's quite short as well, so go.
Scared me. Is that a Dalek? What is that?
No, it's something... it's something changing. Not from the movie, but from the cartoon.
Transformers?
It is a transformer. I nearly said it's something it's something transforming. It's a transformer, yeah.
I think we found a transformer.
Two more to go in this category. Go for it.
Play.
What's that? What is it?
Pass.
Do you want a clue?
Clue.
the clue. Oh, I can give you a really easy clue. You don't cross them.
The streams? Is it the Ghostbuster Proton?
Yeah. Pet? Can you see what I've done here? Can you see what I've done here? I've done intros, movie stuff, and now we're doing what's going to be the outro music to movies. Now, obviously, you know what movie this track comes from at the end of a movie.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a little clip from the music that will start just before the credits kick in at the very end of a movie.
Okay.
Go.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, well done.
Well, that's by a band called Simple Minds.
Yeah. By a band called Simple Minds. The only song that people know over there is the Breakfast Club. While over here, we know most of them. Okay, so the next song. Can you tell me what film this song is ending the movie of? People are strange when you're a
stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Is it The Lost Boys?
It's The Lost Boys. Congratulations.
Whew.
Hey.
I just watched that like a couple weeks ago.
Obviously not to the end.
No. I feel like I fell asleep.
I fall asleep to all my movies. I have no idea what songs are at the end. Next one.
Oh. Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, well done.
I think that was also in a Twizzlers or Twix commercial in the 80s.
Okay. Oh, well, pardon me for not knowing America's ads.
Iron Man.
The Ironing Man.
Yes. The Ironing Board Man. Well, I was like, are you going to keep the words in there? You're not going to keep the words in there. That gives it away.
No.
Okay. With your feet on the air, your head on the floor. Oh, God.
I'll give you a clue. There's buildings blowing up.
You said a building gets blown up?
There's a few buildings getting blown up when this music starts. His name was Robin
Paulson. His name was Robin. It is Fight Club, isn't it?
It is Fight Club. Alright, what's this next one? It's a hard one. But if you listen closely, there's still a little bit of dialogue in there.
Says it's time to rock and roll.
All right, you can always tell these old movies that when it's going to cut to black, can't you? Black words going up the screen.
But I don't know what movie that is.
Your balls, man. Your bars are this big. That wasn't me saying it to you. That was a line from the film.
Point Break?
Yay!
Oh.
Don't sound so disappointed.
It's been a while since I've seen Point Break. And when you said the balls line, I was like, I know who that is. And he just sounded like Keanu Reeves.
All surfers are like Keanu Reeves.
And I was like, that's not Bill and Ted. Definitely not Bill and Ted. Right. How many? I got one more?
One more. Last one. Very, very last one.
Yes. Never ending story.
Never ending story. Well done. And that concludes the competition. I think you got more than 80% on this one.
I think I passed.
Well, folks, that was the end of our competition. I hope you played. I hope you played along at home.
Thanks for setting up the game that I didn't let you play because I didn't do any.
But next time it'll be impressions. I'm telling you. Impressions. Okay. Speak to you very soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. And take care, Steph. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Bye, hon.
Bye. Stay safe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.